The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 18th of May. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Bournemouth and Swansea hold narrow advantages after last night's first legs in the Championship playoffs. Swansea will take a 1-0 lead over Barnsley into Saturday's second leg at the Liberty Stadium, while Bournemouth will go to Brentford with a 1-0 advantage of their own. Fans make their long-awaited return to Premier League grounds this evening. Limited numbers will be allowed inside each of Old Trafford, St Mary's, the Amex Stadium and Stamford Bridge. After recent protests, the United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has called for a positive attitude from the fans ahead of their match with Fulham.
It's never nice to see a club that is not united, fans and the team. And so, of course, we're hoping that Tuesday is going to be a positive day, that we move together, that we play a good game of football, because that's my job, to prepare the team to play well, and that they'll enjoy the day, because that's important now, that we get back and enjoy being together.
Elsewhere, Southampton entertained Leeds, while champions Manchester City are away to Brighton. But the game of the night is a rerun of Saturday's FA Cup final, this time with the Champions League qualification at stake. Leicester will secure a top four spot if they repeat Saturday's trick and beat Chelsea. Kick-off in London is at 8:15. Foxes manager Brendan Rodgers is treating each game on its own merits.
To create this legacy of being the first team to win the FA Cup for the club was a huge game for us. And now we've enjoyed the moment, and now we're going to another very big game for us. We want to arrive in the Champions League. We've worked so hard. If we get the win, brilliant, we're there. If not, then go to the last game.
Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel says his players just have to hope things fall into place.
You cannot force it. I'm not a friend of now trying too hard. We try hard all the time, and we should rely on ourselves that we cannot try harder than we anyway try all the time, and this is what we demand. So when the pressure is on, stay relaxed, stay calm, be focused on yourself and do what you are best in. And this is playing as a team, as a hungry team and an aggressive team.
It's believed Harry Kane has told Tottenham he wants to leave the club at the end of this season. The England captain turns 28 this summer and has yet to win a trophy. Kane has got 3 years left on his Spurs deal, and some of England's top clubs are reportedly interested in signing him. The former Galway hurling manager Cyril Farrell says Limerick need to adjust their game plan. Limerick boss John Coyley was frustrated after Sunday's league defeat in Salt Hill, but Farrell has rejected Coyley's claims Galway players engaged in simulation.
Yeah, well, Galway wouldn't like that, and I'll tell you that, because these guys, they'd be very honest players, and they'd be good players. They've won all Irons and lost them. They've been around the block a lot, all the guys, young lads getting, there's a couple of young lads there coming on and fighting for the positions. But, maybe one occasion that I got tripped, but other than that, I was surprised, really, because, Limerick are a good physical team, you have to, when you live by the sword, you have to die by the sword. It's only a league game, so... He's probably trying to get the message across that Limerick are being penalised too much for being physical. They do live at the edge, they hurl on the edge, and last year didn't count. These three weren't going against them. This time they are. So, they will have to curtail their tackling.
Conor Ferguson competes in the final of the men's 50-metre backstroke at the European Aquatics Championships today. The Larne native placed fourth in yesterday's semi-final. Also in action in Budapest today is Mona McSharry, who goes in the heats of the women's 100-metre breaststroke. The riders on the Giro d'Italia get in to enjoy a rest day today. Dan Martin ended yesterday's 10th stage, still 8th on general classification. He finished within the peloton along with the overall race leader, Egan Bernal. There's a 7-race card at Sligo today. The first is off, there are 2. An 8-race programme at Limerick gets underway at 4:40. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Jergil Roy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're chatting to Aidan O'Rourke, Garrod McDaid, Ian Stringer and Max Rushton. Then on tonight's show, there's a debate on greyhound racing with Bord na Gan's Gerard Dollard and Social Democrats' TD Holly Cairns. Dan McDonald will join us as well for the football show, and Mayo's Keith Higgins will discuss his switch to hurling. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.